Dominique Rumack, very pleased to be joined by the Assistant General Manager of the Montreal Canadiens, and that is Rick Dudley. Rick, good to talk to you once again. Thanks so much for joining us here on Sportsnet 590 of the Fan in Toronto. All right, so we're nicely into free agency and, of course, well past the draft. So nice to have you on. Just get some perspective on some of the moves your team has made and some of the other teams. Of course, you know all the other teams anyway. So first up, though, Rick, and thanks again for joining us. In terms of Montreal's third pick overall, Alex Galchenyuk, that you drafted a center iceman from the Sarnia Sing. Same team, of course, as Neil Yakupov. Down the road, what kind of a player might Galchenyuk become for the Habs?
I think he's a complete player. He's got a tremendous shot, so he's got good hands. He's going to have a lot of offense to him, but more than that, he's a competent, more than competent defensive player, and he works hard at his defensive game. Very very dedicated kid, very impressive in all aspects. He's going to be a complete player, and he's going to be one of those people who strives to be the best he can be.
Yeah, now it's center ice, and at 6'1", 94. I mean, it looks like, am I right, that Montreal wanted to get bigger and bigger in the middle?
No question. No question that that was a priority, but I don't think that's why we took him. And I, in the draft, I wasn't part of the draft, but the truth of the matter is that he's just a very good player, and it doesn't hurt the fact that he's a big, strong center iceman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your former team, the Maple Leafs, with a number five selection, took defenseman Morgan Rielly out of the Western Hockey League's Moose Jaw team. He's 6 foot, 200 pounds. What kind of a player down the road might Morgan Rielly become from your observations, Rick?
Off the charts, in my opinion. And I realize it's just my opinion, but I think he's an amazing talent, probably one of the most talented players certainly in this draft, but he's a special kid. His skating is Jake Gardner like. His processing is really really good, and his defensive play was well above average. So he's a kid with a lot of good things going for him. Really like the player.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now your team made some moves subsequently in terms of free agency, and you've added obviously we would say some size and some grit. So Brandon Prust, to me, for the times that I saw him play, and that what I recall since his beginning in the leagues, in the league with Calgary, but most recently with the Rangers, he is a tough guy. He can fight. He seems to be pretty smart about picking his spots, and it looks like he adds at least, you know, for a third, fourth line player, he has a little bit of skill to go with it.
Well, that's the good part is he can play. He can play more than a regular shift. He kills penalties. He can play a little bit on the power play, and he can play a regular shift. We think he can play on a third line. And we thought with all the added things that he gives you, including the toughness, but also the penalty, he's a brilliant penalty killer, and all of those things that go into it. He's versatile. He can play all three forward positions. So it was just he was the guy we targeted and went after.
Mm-hmm. So, Rick, some Leaf fans were surprised that Montreal, your new club, has added Colby Armstrong. Surprised in the sense, you know, he really had hard luck with the Maple Leafs with injuries, but obviously he had played. I mean, the logic behind it would extrapolate the fact that he had played for Michel Therrien in Pittsburgh before. Was that, I take it, the coach wanted his former player back?
That was part of it, certainly, and part of it was the fact that the former player wanted to be back with the coach. He really enjoyed playing for Michel, and I guess I had a little to do with it because I was in Atlanta when Colby got 22 goals playing for us there, and that was subsequent to him signing a pretty big deal with the Leafs. So we're hoping that he can get back to the level. He's a character guy, and we hope he can return to that level. He certainly thinks he can, and we think he can.
All right. The Habs also, I guess it was today, or sorry, Friday, re-signed Danish center Lars Eller to a two-year contract. He had 16 goals and 12 assists in 79 games last season. So how much upscale does he still have left in him?
I think he's got a lot. He scored 16 last year, and we think he can do more than that. So we were very happy to get him on a two-year deal. Great skater, good skills, can, again, another player, and I think it's an asset, a real asset for a hockey team to have versatile players. He can play all three forward positions as well, so that's a very good thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rick, so it looks like the balance out west has changed quite a bit with Suter and Parise both going to Minnesota. You know, some folks thought maybe Suter would end up in Detroit and Parise perhaps with his good buddy Sidney Crosby in Pittsburgh. Didn't quite turn out that way. Were you surprised, and how much do you think that changes the balance? There was already a lot of parity in the West, but now it's like doesn't look like there's any nights off, and pending what Columbus does with Rick Nash, it looks like every game might be a tough game.
I think that's the National Hockey League now. I think that Minnesota has obviously improved the team a great deal. I think both players are familiar with the area. I played 1,000 years ago with Parise's dad, JP, and in Minnesota, so he obviously was going home of sorts. It's a great thing for the franchise, and the only thing I caution against is sometimes expectations go through the roof with the addition of a couple of players, and doesn't necessarily put the team at the top of the West. There are still some pretty good teams out there.
Yeah. Well, and of course, they were, I think, in first place in the West around Christmas Day, and then they ran into injuries, and then they went south in a hurry. So it makes you wonder. I mean, who knows? We'll see how they do, I guess. But part of getting players like that means they will experience, I suppose, like every other team that's expected to be good or very good, now they have a target on their back, right?
They do, and it was tough. It was tough. I know that the Buffalo Sabres last year had a tough time because the expectation went up so high, and people were ready for them when they played them, and it made it a little more difficult year. So I think that happens. That happens, and you'd kind of like to sneak up on people, but sometimes you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, just another player not well known. The Lightning a while back got themselves Anders Lindback, who was the backup to Pekka Rinne in Nashville. So he signed himself a 2-year deal worth $3.6 million. Anyway, it's not so much the money, but obviously you're familiar with every player in the league. How good of a goalie, potential-wise, might he become? Of course, he didn't see a whole lot because Pekka Rinne doesn't need a whole lot of help. But how good might Lindback become?
Well, any goaltender that goes through the Mitch Korn School of Goaltending is probably pretty good. He's a big kid that has good lateral movement. He's got the physical capabilities of being a really, really top goaltender. Now, as you and I have talked several times about, now he's going to be the guy, mm-hmm. and we'll have to wait and see how he handles that. If he embraces that role, then he could be very good. He's got the physical tools.
All right. With Rick Dudley, assistant GM of the Montreal Canadiens. So, Rick, from whatever you can share with us, is Montreal pretty much set for next fall, or are moves still being contemplated?
If the right situation evolved, we'd be certainly interested. We're a team that wants to win, and our owner is committed to that, and Marc Bergeron is committed to that also. So if the right deal existed, whether it was a trade or a free agent signing, I know there's not a ton of guys left, but there's a few left that could help a lot of teams, and we're still looking.
All right. So, by the way, I know that David Poile in Nashville, they're pretty good at drafting players. While you can't replace Ryan Suter, I think their defense, not exactly beyond Weber household names, but it seems that, like a lot of other clubs, including ones you've been with, they seem to find players, and you know they play quite well for Barry Trotz. So what's the rest of their, beyond Weber, that is, and I know they re-signed Hal Gill, but beyond that, what's the rest of their defensive core like?
It's a good question. Now you've given me a tough question because I kind of have to look at them. But they still have a good defense. They have several people, one of which we took from them, in Bouillon, who played very well for them last year. But Weber's obviously the key. I mean, the one thing that can't happen to Nashville now is they can't lose him also. But John Blum is a kid who should become a bona fide National Hockey League defenseman. Kevin Klein's a very good skater who can play. Roman Yossi impressed me quite a bit last year. So they have a lot of pieces in place. There's a kid that played in the minors named Bartley that has a chance to be a good player in the National Hockey League. And, of course, Ryan Ellis was a first-round draft pick for them, and he's got a whole bunch of talent and a whole lot of character, so he should be just about ready to step in.
Imagine that, Rick, and we're only into, what, second, third week in July, and you recited the entire Nashville roster for us. That's pretty impressive, Rick. And you haven't even been in Nashville in a couple of months.
You gave me a tough one, but it came back to me a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's why we always, talk about, your prowess in terms of knowing players in almost every league, with no matter where they are and no matter what time of year it is. Our guest, Rick Dudley, the very knowledgeable, as you can tell, in case you didn't already know, assistant GM of the Montreal Canadiens. All right, Rick, so now the once you've got your draft picks, I take it all the – well, I know all the teams have their rookie camps and their scrimmages. So with an elite first-round pick like what you have, like what Toronto has, I take it they go to the main camp anyways, and then they see – the teams will see how these guys hold up during the preseason games and then decide at what level they should compete at beyond that?
For sure, and I think the wise thought is that – the expectation is that they will not make the team.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, it's because they forced your hand. And that's happened many times. It happened when I was in Atlanta with Burmistrov. He was just so good in camp, and the coaches liked him so much because of his capacity defensively that we just had a tough time taking him off the team, and subsequently we didn't. It can happen. It happens many times. I mean, obviously some of the Edmonton kids came in and played very well for them and stayed on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But, you don't force them into the lineup. You don't start a camp saying he's going to be on our team. You start the camp saying he will not be on our team, and if he is on the team, it just creates another situation for you. So you go about your business designing the team without the first draft pick. If he lands on your team, that just means you're better.
Okay. So, by the way, Nail Yakupov, as best as you can project, and I know you're very good at projecting, does he have the potential to be as good as some of those other elite young forwards the Oilers have collected through the draft the last couple of years?
Well, what I'll say about him is his best game is off the charts. His hands, his mobility, his ability to do things with the puck across the offensive blue line is right off the charts. It's up there with anybody. He had some inconsistencies in his game this year, so people look at that. But the fact is, his best game is so good that you have to imagine he can be a star, a big star.
Okay, well, the Oilers will be pleased to watch him grow, and their fans will for sure. On that note, Rick, always an informative chat whenever we get to listen to you. So thank you so much for sharing your encyclopedic-like knowledge of the NHL, and now I feel a whole lot smarter.
Thanks, Norm. That's a lot of pressure on me.
I know, but that's why you're a GM, and that's why I talk hockey, you live hockey. Because Anyway, Rick, thanks so much for helping me out like you always do. It's always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your generosity with your time, and I'll look forward to speaking with you, of course, very soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Norm.